This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sydney best-selling author Tim Harris was a schoolteacher 15 years until he shot to fame with his series Mr. Bambuckle's Remarkables about a quirky and eccentric schoolteacher. He's just launched a brand new book called Toffle Towers, fully booked, about a daydreaming boy who inherits a hotel. We're stoked to welcome Tim into the studio with us this morning to talk about it and the wonderful world of reading and books. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Well, man. Mate, used to be a teacher. Now writing full-time. I feel like that's everyone's dream. How did that all come about, mate?
It's a pretty interesting story, actually, because it all happened by accident. So I never wanted to be a writer. My first dream was to play cricket for Australia, and that didn't happen. And then I had this dream of being a teacher, and that did happen, and it was great. And then towards the end of the year, I wrote a story for one of my classes, and it actually happened to get into the hands of one of the parents who knew a lot about children's books. And so she contacted me and encouraged me and said, yeah, this is a really great story, Tim. Maybe you should think about doing more of this. And so that was the trigger, and that's how it all started.
Fascinating.
Incredible.
Fascinating. Now, look, you got this brand new book series. The first one's out, fully booked, Toffle Towers. Tell us a bit about Toffle Towers, what it's about.
Yeah, Toffle Towers. There's a bit of a nod to the inspiration in the title of Toffle Towers. So this year, Fawlty Towers is actually 45 years old, and I was watching this show, a couple of the reruns, a few weeks before I had a pitching meeting with the publisher, and I couldn't stop thinking about, what if a kid ran a hotel, and what if that kid was an absolute daydreamer? Because, you know, there's a lot you can do with a hotel. So many people coming through, lots of different characters.
There'd be a lot of farty towels.
Yeah, that's, I love the wordplay in Fawlty Towers. Yeah. Watery toes and things, yeah. Yeah. And so, Toffle Towers, the bus has letters peeling off. I think it says awful toes.
Mm.
So that, you know, that was a bit of a, you know, a bit of a play on the words there. Yeah, so the idea, 10-year-old dreamer, you know, what sort of things would a 10-year-old do to a hotel? Again, the possibilities there are limitless. And so therefore it lent itself to a funny, you know, a funny kids book.
Now, reading through the book, it struck me that Chegwin, Chegwin Toffle, is just such a, he's a dreamer, as you say. He's got a huge imagination. But as I'm reading, I'm thinking, are you trying to trigger imagination in kids to run wild?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a big advocate for creativity. So each year I'll visit, this year I've about 100 schools to do talks about books, and creativity is a big part of that, and encouraging children to really think outside the box and take joy in their creativity and their ideas. And because a lot of students struggle with writing, and it's sort of unlocking that once you find that freedom and love of creativity in writing, you know, your work can take off.
Mate, I reckon if I ran a hotel, I'd have a really high-end chocolate bar inside of it. Do you know? Just pull out the regular one and just have a really fancy chocolate bar. If you had your own hotel, what would be the first thing you'd put in it?
Well, look, and I don't just say this to, you know, say how good your idea is, Duncan, but I'm a massive chocoholic. I think it's probably my greatest strength in life is eating chocolate. I'm really good at it.
World champion.
Actually, Chegwin does a similar, because, you know, every kid's dream is to have a lolly room. And so Chegwin Toffle decides he's going to have a lolly room. And the first guests of the lolly room come down and say, you know, we're staying in the lolly room, but we have a complaint. You know, you didn't put a bed in the room. And Chegwin says, well, think about how much sugar you're about to eat. Do you think you'll be sleeping tonight? He says, all part of the service. That's here at it. Toffle Towers.
Now I know that you're a big fan of Lego, and I know that you are currently working on a project around Toffle Towers in your own office. Can you tell our listeners about that?
I certainly can, yeah. AFOLS, adult fan of Lego. So I had 9 huge sets in my office, and I counted the bricks from the boxes, 20,491 pieces of Lego.
Sensational.
So I broke them all apart. It took 2 days to do so, and by the end of it, my fingers were all blistered and cut up, and I'd broken 3 of those little orange Lego tools that separate the bricks, and then bribed my kids to help me sort out, you know, into colours and shapes.
Finally,
we had, you know, this big collection of Lego. So the project is underway, building Toffle Towers out of Lego. And it is taking a very long time. At the moment, I'm still up to the ground floor doing the interiors, but I'm sort of working on a deadline at the moment, so I'm sort of being slowed a little bit. But as soon as the deadline's in, I'll be, bam, straight back into the Lego project.
Can we maybe come over to the office and help you build for an hour or so?
Please.
That would be fun. We are hanging out with Tim Harris, kids author, Sydney-based, and a brand new book out called Toffle Towers. We've got a bunch of people asking questions on the text line, but we've also got someone on the phones as well. Good morning, Diego.
Good morning.
You got a question for Tim?
Yeah.
Wait, Tim, how long does it take for you to write and publish your book?
Yeah, thanks, Diego. So overall, from typing the very first word to when the book comes out in the shops, it's about 1 year. But the draft is about 3 to 4 months usually. My fastest was 13 days for a book, and that was silly. And it took me about 9 months to edit it because I rushed it. But usually 3 to 4 months for a draft is a typical length for me. But it can be a lot longer for other authors whose books are longer than mine, of course.
Oh, wow. Thank you for answering my question.
You're very welcome, Diego.
Thanks for calling in, Diego. Have a great day, mate. Got a text from Paul Hallam saying, "Hi, Sam and Duncan. Just want to say hi to Tim Harrison. Congratulations on his success with Mr. Bam Buckle and Toffle Towers from your illustrator friend, Paul Hallam."
Paul is a very talented illustrator.
Fantastic. Hope fan. That's great. Jesse sent in a question. What do you do when you have writer's block?
Yeah, this is a great question. So, I'm a pretty meticulous planner, and I'll often spend many hours just planning things in the office before I even write the first word. And I find that this actually takes away writer's block. And being funny books, I do like to leave a lot of room for humour. And so, when I'm planning, I'll have all the main beats of a story, but I won't fill in all the scenes planned out because then that leaves room for a lot of dialogue jokes and that kind of thing.
That's probably an important point. Like, I think people think writing a book is extraordinarily daunting if you think I've got to get to 40,000 words, right? But if you set the beats and you set all the narrative for how you want the book to go, then you can just pop a chunk out and write 500 words and slot it in, get another chunk. And when you break it down like that, suddenly writing a book becomes a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes even find, you know, you might have some really funny scene ideas and they can be exactly as you said, pulled out and put a lot of energy into the humour in that scene and know that it'll find its place in the book because it's already, you know, the end's already been mapped out.
Mm. Derek asked the question, you have a few series of books. Do you have them all written before you release the first one?
Oh, that's a great question. Mostly planned before they're released. So, for example, Toffle Towers will be at least three books, and those three were pitched at the same time in the same pitching meeting, so they were signed as a group. With Mr. Bam Buckle, it was a bit different. It was two books were sort of pitched and planned together, and then we added on book by book. But, of course, you have to have an eye on those just in case. You know, and there I've got author friends, you know, one, Jacqueline Harvey's up to her, I think, 18th Alice Miranda book. So she's constantly looking ahead to, you know, work out what's going to come next.
So what's the second one? Toffle Towers, The Clone Wars, and then Toffle Towers, The Phantom Glenis, maybe?
The Hotel Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Toffle Towers. Well, that's a pretty great name, isn't it? Well, it's going to be called Snowed In, probably, the second one. And the hotel, actually. No, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. That's the third one. The hotel gets snowed in, and so the guests become trapped. And I figure you can have a lot of fun with people who are trapped in a hotel together.
Cabin fever's the best.
Yeah, that's
great.
That's good.
Probably got time for one more question. Sarah asking, is there anything I can do for my kids who hate reading?
Mm. Yeah, this is the question for parents, isn't it? If your kids hate reading, modelling reading is very important, and so that can look like a number of things. It can be simply reading and your children notice you reading, but also doing shared reading with them. My wife is amazing at this, so she'll read at least 3 or 4 books a day to the kids, and they'll sit around and enjoy a picture book. So for those children who are pretty reluctant, there's a bit of a saying around the book world. I wish I came up with this, but I didn't. But a few of my author friends have thrown it around. Kids who do not read or don't like reading simply haven't found the right book yet.
That's really good.
And I think it's great advice, yeah. And there is a book out there for everyone.
Awesome. Tim, it's been so much fun having you in the studio this morning, and it would be wrong for us to let you leave without presenting you with the greatest addition to any book. It's our Bromark. Have you heard about the Bromark?
I Look, I was secretly hoping to maybe these are amazing. If you haven't, I think I'm going to do this on Instagram. Put the bro mark. But good. It's funny this that you should present me with a bro mark because I actually have a couple of bro marks to give to you guys as well.
What?
Stop.
But I've just also I've decided to take it one step further, guys.
This is a, you just handed us a Toffle Towers bookmark, which is signed by you.
And it's got
you're
bro,
on one side of
it's
it.
It's got the bro picture on one side, but
you and Chegwin.
We're going to take it one step further. You see, here's the bro poster, which I'm going to affectionately call the broster.
Oh, the broster. The broster.
So there is a broster for each of you.
Oh, sensational.
Thank you. It's a Toffle Towers poster.
Oh.
Fantastic. Look, we've
this is going gifts. Straight to the pool.
That's right. This bro mark is going straight to the current read.
Okay, good. Excellent. Tim Harris, brand new book, Toffle Towers, fully booked. Thanks for joining us to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.